Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Sanctified by the Word. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 17, verses 17. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. I have just read from the King James Version. If you buy a powerful but complex electrical appliance, one capable of cooling your entire house in the heat or warming it during the cold, yet you've never used such a device before, the only safe and successful way to operate it would be to carefully read the manufacturer's manual. That manual reveals how to unlock the appliance's full potential without damaging it or putting yourself at risk. In the same way, God, the creator of life, has given us His Word as the manual for living. As a child of God, following His Word brings about a manifestation of His glory in your life. You were created for glory, and God's Word leads you into that ordained path. See Ephesians 2:10. The truth of God's Word does more than inform. It sanctifies. It purifies, renews, and sets you apart for the life you were designed to live. When you ignore it, you risk operating your life outside of the divine design. Go into today determined to build your life around the principles of God's Word. Make time, today if possible, to discuss how God's Word can be practically applied in your daily life with someone. Such conversations don't just strengthen your walk, they also guard your heart against the influence of the world's pervasive and controlling system. Prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for freely giving me your word as the manual for life. Help me to build my life on its principles and walk in the glory you have prepared for me. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 13 to 14. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 13 to 14.
My eyes have seen all this. My ears have heard and understood it. But you know I also know. I am not inferior to you. But I desire to speak to the Almighty and to argue my case with God. You, however, smear me with lies. You are worthless physicians, all of you. If only you would be altogether silent, for you that would be wisdom. Hear now my argument. Listen to the pleas of my lips. Will you speak wickedly on God's behalf? Will you speak deceitfully for Him? Will you show Him partiality? Will you argue the case for God? Would it turn out well if He examined you? Could you deceive Him as you might deceive mortals? He would surely call you to account if you secretly showed partiality. Would not His splendor terrify you? Would not the dread of Him fall on you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Keep silent and let me speak. Then let come to me what may. Why do I put myself in jeopardy and take my life in my hands? Though He slay me, yet will I hope in Him. I will surely defend my ways to His face. Indeed, this will turn out for my deliverance, for no godless person would dare come before Him. But listen carefully to what I say. Let my words ring in your ears. Now that I have prepared my case, I know I will be vindicated. Can anyone bring charges against me? If so, I will be silent and die. Only grant me these two things, God, and then I will not hide from you. Withdraw your hand far from me and stop frightening me with your terrors. Then summon me and I will answer, or let me speak and you reply to me. How many wrongs and sins have I committed? Show me my offense and my sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you torment a wind-blown leaf? Will you chase after dry chaff? For you write down bitter things against me and make me reap the sins of my youth. You fasten my feet in shackles. You keep close watch on all my paths by putting marks on the soles of my feet. So humans waste away like something rotten, like a garment eaten by moths. Mortals born of women are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away. Like fleeting shadows, they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on such as these? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. The days of mortals are determined. You have decreed the number of their months and have set limits they cannot exceed. So look away from us and leave us alone till we have put in our time like hired laborers. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. But human beings die and are laid low. They breathe their last and are no more. As the water of a lake dries up or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so they lie down and do not rise till their heavens are no more. They will not awake or be roused from their sleep. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me till your anger has passed. If only you would set me a time and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. Surely then you will count my steps but not keep track of my sin. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. You will cover over my sin. But as a mountain erodes and crumbles, and as a rock is moved from its place, as water wears away stones and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy everyone's hope. You overpower them once for all, and they are gone. You change their countenance and send them away. Their children are honored, they do not know it. If their offspring are brought low, they do not see it. They feel but the pain of their own bodies and mourn only for themselves.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.